Hey, fellow mathers, before we get into this episode, we want to share with you how you can get access to free content, professional learning that will keep your students engaged and doing the math that matters. Get ready to go to this link, mathisfigureoutable.com/challenge.
That's right. Registration is open for the free Math is Figure Outable Challenge that's starting May 15th and runs to the 17th at 7 p.m. Central. We're going to have 3 nights jam-packed with learning and routines that you can take straight to your classroom.
In these challenges, we have a great time. We do some math, talk about classroom experiences, give away super cool bonuses and prizes. You won't just walk away with routines that are naturally engaging and encourage your students to think mathematically. You'll also have a chance to win over $6,000 worth in prizes, including a few virtual PD sessions for your school. I'll be joined by my wonderful co-host Kim and special guest Jenna Labe.
You can register at mathisfigureoutable.com/challenge for a fantastic learning experience. That's mathisfigureoutable.com/challenge. Now on to the show.
Hey, fellow mathematicians, welcome to the podcast where math is figure outable. I'm Pam Harris.
And I'm Kim Montague.
And we're here to suggest that mathematizing is not about mimicking or rote memorizing, but it's about thinking and reasoning, about creating and using mental mathematical relationships. We are all about empowering teachers and students. And we answer the question, if not algorithms, then what?
Yeah, so the other day I was working out with a teacher friend. And she said,
You work out a lot.
She said, hey, you know what you can help me with, Kim? I want to get better at thinking about percentages. And you know, that's like my jam. Yep. So she said, it's not something I teach, but I know I could know more than I do. And so since they're my favorite thing, we figured we could have a great ponder together this week. So this week, we're going to bring out the episode that we're calling Playing with Percentages.
Absolutely. And I know the teacher friend that you're talking about. Shout out. And I really appreciate her growth mindset. You know, like this is an adult teacher who doesn't really teach percentages. And she's like, hey, I bet I could know more about that. Like while we're working out, let's play with that. Yeah. Could we make more math be that way? Let's do it. And you know, I have seen so many rules and procedures when it comes to percents. And this is one area where we can toss all of those away pretty easily. Gain a whole lot of reasoning power if we'll just reason with students, help them build their percent reasoning power by asking good questions and helping them make connections.
Right. So first of all, we talked a little bit last week about this, but 100% and 0%, kids need to understand what that means to have 100% of something. And while they've never maybe heard the language of percent, it won't mean anything. But more and more with devices, right, they are hearing language and seeing models for percentages. So it's not quite as foreign as it might have been quite a while ago, like our young years.
Absolutely. So if you haven't listened to last week's podcast, you might go listen to it because we talk a little bit more about why kids have experience with percents. But we're just going to sort of dive in and reason with percents today. So you just talked about how the kids need to know 100% and 0%. You might find it interesting that the next most important sort of bit is kids need to understand 10%, right? Because so much is based on 10% and 1%. Mm-hmm. So check this out. I started teaching in the state of Utah, my very first teaching gig for 2 years. I taught in the state of Utah, and it was fascinating to me. When I moved, I didn't really appreciate how well those kids dealt with 10%. And it totally has everything to do with Utah as a predominantly Mormon state. And those they tithe as a part of their, as a part of our church. So I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And as a part of our church, we tithe 10%. And so there's this sort of 10% thing happening all over in the state of Utah. And then when I moved, all of a sudden that was not such a given. I worked with, we moved to Michigan and I worked with great kids in the state of Michigan, but just not everybody had as much, experience with tithing for their church. And so the 10% thing wasn't happening. And so we had to build it. Right. So we built what is times 10 and divided by 10 look like. And now we can think about 10%. And so it's going to be really important that you need to establish 10% with experience, that you give your kids experience where they divide by 10 and multiply by 10, and they can think about those place value patterns that are happening. And then they could just quickly sort of mess with 10%. So If you're a fourth, fifth, sixth grade teacher, you're going to want to give students experience finding that 10% a lot and then tie it to the work that you're already doing with times 10 and divided by 10 and number shifting and place value. We'll do some more about place value shifts in an upcoming episode. So stay tuned for that because that's really important. Mm-hmm. So now that you've established this sort of 10% and 1%, check out what you can do. All right. To do that, we're going to do a quick problem string here on the podcast. Woohoo! Yay. All right. So you might want to pause a little bit and grab a piece of paper and a pen or pencil, something to write with. You don't have to, but if it's easier for you to kind of follow what's happening, if you can kind of record your thinking. You also might want to have your finger on the pause button. You might want to think about the question before you hear us give our solutions. It's always better for you to have the relationships in mind in your head before you hear someone else's strategy. So we're going to do some talking about out loud about our thinking, but you can go ahead and write down just the problem and the answer as right. we go, at least, or record whatever else is helpful for you. Okay. All right, Kim, you ready?
I feel a little nervous on the spot.
It's all good. It's all good. All right. Okay. I'm going to give you a number and okay. then you're going to find a certain percentage of it. All right.
Sure.
Everybody ready? Okay, here we go. What is 24% of 88?
Okay. 24% of 88. So yep. I like 25% of 88 and that is going to be 25% of 88 is 22. So half of 88 is 44. Half of that is 25%. So that's 22, but I need 24% of it. So I'm going to go 1% less. So 1% of 88 is 0.88 or 88 hundredths. So it's just 22 minus 88 hundredths. And I'm really good with I have you need. And so that's going to be 21.12.
Because you sort 12. Of found the difference yep. between 88 and 100 is that 0.12 or the 12 hundredths. And then you just... Okay. subtract it from the 22. That's nice. That's excellent. Yay. I kind of had to say that out loud to kind of follow along with what you were doing. Nicely done.
Okay. You're so going to go now.
All right. All right. Back at me. Here we go. Okay. Go. I got it.
You got, what is 12% of 50?
12% of 50. Okay. So remember we said everything was based on 10%. So I'm going there. So 10% of 50 is 5 because if I divide 50 by 10, I get 5. So 10% of 50 is 5, but I'm supposed to get 12%. Is that right? Mm-hmm.
12%.
So 1%, if I know 10% is 5, then 1% is a tenth of that. So that's a half or 0.5. So 1% is a half, but I needed 2 to add on to the 10. So that's 2% would be double that half, and double half, that's easy. That's just 1. So I've got 10% is 5, 2% is 1. So 12% of 50 is 6. Woohoo!
Great.
Did you follow that? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me, there's another way that it just, if you don't mind me sharing. So 12% of 100, that's totally easy, right? 12% of 100 is just 12, but I wanted 12% of 50. So 12% of 50 is half of that 12 and half of 12 is 6. Ha! So I could think about it either way. Nice. I kind of like my second way better. All right. So are you ready for another one?
Yes.
Okay. Your next problem is... What is 60% of 75? 60% of 75.
Okay. 60%. I'm going to go 50% of 75. And what is 50% of 75? Oh, that's half of 70 is 35 and half of 7. I'm sorry, half of 5 is 2.5. So what is that? 37.5?
Yep.
37.5. Yep. Okay. And then I'm going to go 10% of 75. Oh, that's just 7.5. So then I've got 37.5 and 7.5 and what is that? I've got question. Nothing written down. I'm in the air. 37.5 and 7.5. What is that? 45? So 2.5. 37.5
yeah,
plus
2.5.
Yes. Okay.
Woo! So
I need paper to write something down.
It ends up that the addition was the hardest part, right? Because you had found a 50% was 37.5 and you had to add the extra 10% that was, 7. I've lost 5. Myself, 7.5. You had to add the 30, I'm in the air too. You had to add the 37.5 and the 7.5 and that ended up being the hardest part of the whole problem. Nicely done. Jeez. Woo. Okay. All right, y'all. So, you know, so it can be, we asked you guys to get a paper and pencil and then we didn't, maybe we should have. All right. What's my next question?
Go. Next question. You've got 75% of 60.
Oh, you're nice. Thank you. That's a nice one. So I'm thinking about 3/4 of 60. So this is one of those times where I'm going to go from percents to fractions. And I'm going to think about three instead of 75% of 60. I'm going to think about 3/4 of 60. So 1/4 of 60 is like 60 divided by 4, or like half of 60 is 30 and half of 30 is 15. So 1/4 of 60 is 15. Mm-hmm. So 3 of those 15s would be 45. So 75% of 60 is 45.
Nice.
Yo. Okay. All right. Next question. What is, you ready? The hardest one, hardest one so far. What is 50% of 12?
Oh, you're so nice. So nice after that last one. Okay. 50% of 12, 100% of 12 is 12. So 50% is going to be half that much. Six. Didn't you get a six? Wasn't that one of your answers?
Oh, I did get a six. Let's see. My problem was 12% of 50. So they were different problems. That's cool.
Okay.
All right. Whatever.
All right. You get the last one. Ready?
Okay.
Check it out. You get 45% of 10.
I gave you a nice one. Okay, 45% of 10. Let's see. 45% of 100 is 45. And if I divide that by 10 to get 45% of 10, then that would be 4.5.
Nice.
That's one way to do it. But but I'm thinking, let me keep thinking. To get 45% of 10, I could also think about going from 50% of 10.
Okay.
So like 50% of 10, that's like half of 10. So that's 5. But that's 50%, but I need 45% of 10. So I need to get rid of 5%. Well, I already had 50% being 5. So 5% would be 0.5. So now I've got to do 5 minus 0.5, and that's another way to get 4.5. Woo!
Nice.
Okay, cool.
Nice. Cool. I love the way that you're thinking about it a couple of different ways for your problems, and I'm just happy to get one right now.
Well, maybe it's because you're so darn confident and I'm the one that has to do it a couple different ways to make sure that, and it's you're the one that taught me to play with different relationships,
right.
And then choose the one that you like the best. Cool. And y'all check it out. Percents are figure outable. I hope that you're able to follow some of what we just did. So, so cool. We can find percents by using what we know about 10% and 1% and other handy fractions of numbers to build up. So go figure, go play with percents and have some fun playing around with relationships.
So for those of you who are writing down some of the problems and the answers, you might notice one of our very favorite strategies for solving percentages.
Hint.
Yeah, when you have a minute, comment on our podcast with what you noticed today.
All right. So thanks for joining us today on our episode where we were playing with percentages.
Hey, don't forget us on Math Strat Chat on your favorite social media on Wednesday eves. Thanks so much for your ratings on Apple Podcasts. We love reading your comments and we really appreciate you posting them.
So if you're interested to learn more math and you want to help students develop as mathematicians, then the Math is Figure Outable podcast is for you, because math is figure outable. Thank you for listening and making math more figure outable.
To learn even more, make sure you register for our free challenge at mathisfigureoutable.com/challenge. You are not going to want to miss the evenings of May 15th through 17th, starting at 7 p.m. Central.
Math teaching, go register now. That's mathisfigureoutable.com/challenge. Join us to make math more and more figure outable. And if you can't join live, register and we'll send you access to the recordings. We'll see you there.